This is Akashwani. The news read by Hageani. President Draupadi Murmu today said a society can only be called developed in true sense when the differently abled are treated as equals. The president said this during National Awards for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities in New Delhi. During the event, she conferred national awards to individuals and institutions for their exemplary effort in empowering persons with disabilities. President Murmu said their incredible achievements are a source of inspiration for everyone. She also noted the government's role in uplifting them, especially through sports. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Parliament has enacted Digital Personal Data Protection Act to protect the personal data of citizens. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said because of the DPDP Act, now anybody who uses personal data of any user or any citizen of India will have a protection mechanism. He said AI apps and AI models are covered under the DPDP Act. The government will establish 50,000 new Atal Tinkering Labs in schools across the country. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that over 10,000 Atal Tinkering Labs have been established under Atal Innovation Mission to promote innovation at school level. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has initiated this mission to promote research and innovation in school. Union Food, Public Distribution and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said that almost 100% of ration cards across the country have now been digitized. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Joshi said almost all of the 20.58 crore household ration cards have been digitized. He said the government is providing free ration to the beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana, and it will continue till 2029. The minister said under the scheme, the eligible households receive 5 kg of free food grains per person every month. The centre has said that a number of steps have been undertaken to prevent or minimise the loss of life and property from major natural disasters. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Earth Sciences Dr. Jitendra Singh said, IMD consistently issues timely alerts and forecasts to public and concerned stakeholders. He said recently a new central sector scheme, Mission Mausam, was launched to make India a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. Dr. Singh informed that the recently launched Bharat forecasting system has been developed primarily to improve short and medium range weather prediction. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the government has addressed around 1,38,000 grievances in the last 3 years via the Madad portal. Speaking at India's World Annual Conclave 2025 in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the cess on passport collected for the Indian Community Welfare Fund has benefited around 2,38,000 people in distress. Talking about preventing illegal migration, Dr. Jaishankar said illegal and irregular mobility is against India's interest, but it also requires cooperation from other countries. He called for greater transparency and understanding from these countries to streamline proof of documentation and deportation. The death toll in Sri Lanka in the aftermath of Cyclone Dituwa has risen sharply, with the Disaster Management Centre confirming 474 deaths and 356 people missing after days of severe flooding and landslides. Gandhi District remains the worst affected, recording 118 fatalities. The Defence Research and Development Organisation conducted a successful high-speed rocket-sled test of fighter aircraft escape system at controlled velocity yesterday. With this complex dynamic test, India has joined the elite club of nations with advanced in-house escape system testing capability. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh complimented DRDO, Indian Air Force, ADA, HAL and industry on the successful test. He described it as a significant milestone for India's indigenous defence capability towards self-reliance. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. Rajendra Prasad at Rashtrapati Bhavan today on his birth anniversary. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.